Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've been going around the room on the Brad Mega Show while we're commercial free every single day and saying who we think should host Thanksgiving dinner. By the way, since we've done this, all three of you have agreed on everything.
Have
who
we?
Should host, except for me. I have been the one who's disagreed.
Yeah,
you're the one.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so let's see if we can see if everyone agrees again. This house has the big house. You guys always talk about whoever has the bigger
size
house.
Size matters.
Yes, it does.
It does.
So I've heard. But no meat allowed. Vegan only.
What?
So big house, vegan only, no meat allowed at this Thanksgiving dinner. Other person lives in a smaller house, and their big idea is cannot bring in food. This person wants everyone to cook Thanksgiving dinner together. So you will bring your groceries, prepare your Thanksgiving dinner inside their smaller kitchen altogether, or you have to choose the house, the vegan house, that is large and nice.
I'm going for the vegan house. I barely eat the meat anyway. I'm good with just the starches and the sides and being comfortable in a bigger house.
All right.
I got to go with the food. I'm sorry. I got to go.
You got to have meat?
I got to go tiny house. Tiny house makes sense because first off, you're telling me at the larger house, you're all welcome, but you have to eat what we eat. And I don't like that.
Oh, so like the vegan house, you don't like when vegan house tells you what you eat?
Yeah, it becomes not inviting. You're right. Where even though it's a little house and you're going to be cramped, you're going to all get to eat what you want to eat. You're going to all get to be a part of it.
Very old school barbaric.
Yes.
You know, you cook, you get to hunt and cook, whatever, but you got to make it yourself.
I would rather just be told what to eat. I don't want to put in any of the work.
Yeah, I'm not cooking.
That is taking the fun out of it for me. I do not like cooking. When I cook, I end up not being hungry by the time I'm done.
I would just get something microwavable. I don't want to eat this vegan thing. I don't know
so
what
you
I mean.
Bring something else.
I would bring. No, yeah. Like they said we were to cook together. Like we'll prepare it. Like
no.
My thing is all microwavable. Like when I'll just stand in the kitchen, drink my beer, and then be like, okay, the microwave's open.
Awesome.
I'm in.
Right.
And then I'm good. But then I get meat. I don't think I can do a I'm too much of a picky eater.
Have you ever had a tofu turkey?
That sounds terrible.
Yes.
I would not want it.
No, but you could have mashed potatoes. That's all that matters.
I don't know, man. Mm. I think I'd rather go to the house and let the person host who said we can eat meat.
Yeah.
Meat for the win.
Yes.
I love that. It's interesting. The guys said we got to have meat. They have to host. The women were like, you just cook for me and I'll eat anything.
Yeah, do it for me. I don't want to.